Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Queen's Lair podcast. This is your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO and founder of Onyx Queen Media, which is a branding and event planning firm. I'm also the curator of Blackberry Naturals networking events. Welcome back, everybody. It was definitely has been a rough, everyone has I'm speechless at what has been going on in the world beyond just, as I mentioned, if some of you are following me on Facebook, talking about the things that are that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and then coming off the heels of that, Hurricane Harvey, and now literally I have my television muted right now since I'm recording this. I just felt the need to get back to my podcast, everything happening with Hurricane Irma. As you guys know, my family is from the island, so I do have a lot of family throughout and close family friends throughout Cuba and Haiti, Puerto Rico, and Florida. Also have family in Florida as well. And then I am in the Georgia area. So we definitely have felt the effects of it. Lots of down trees, heavy rain. I'm just outside the Atlanta area. So we definitely did not get the brunt of these things happening. But we got a good little piece of it with, you know, 60, 70 mile an hour winds and things like that and heavy rain. But definitely does not even, it doesn't even come close to the devastation that actually is just shown on TV right now, especially in the Florida Keys. So our thoughts, our prayers, our support goes out to all of those people. It's very tough for me because I have personal, you know, it's personal for me because I do have family there. And, you know, but as far as we can tell, you know, people are good. They do. They do not have electricity in some places. One of my friends did get their electricity back, but it's kind of up and down. I actually lost power myself where we're at in Georgia, and but we did get power back, so that was great. I'm really shocked. You know, it takes a lot to shock me, but I'm really kind of shocked at all the stuff that's compounding at one time, you know. And it just lets us know that we have to live right and we have to get ourselves together, you know. Natural disasters and things like that, I mean, you know, I don't know who out there are praying people, you know, what type of background you come from, but that's never been something that I've been quiet about. I definitely come from a faith family, and this is definitely, you know, all of these things, if you are a faith person, you know that these are signs of, you know, unrest and, you know, all that sort of stuff and turmoil in the world, that we need to get it together, you know, and live right. We're not going to the book. We'll save that for another day. I actually have a guest that I want to bring on the show that we'll talk about, you know, just life and things and, you know, in general. But I did want to get to this part of the podcast, but I just wanted to kind of spend, you know, you can't kind of go on and, you know, with work and all that sort of stuff. So I wanted to get like the first 5 minutes in just to give my thoughts and prayers to the folks that are affected by the hurricanes and, you know, and also by the earthquake in Mexico and the fires that are burning out in California and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we're dealing with a lot in this country right now and our neighboring countries as well. So, all right, so we got past that. let's move on to a little bit more in the realm of business. And this week's podcast called Ignorance is Not Bliss, Season 8, Episode 1. Ignorance is Not Bliss, Season 8, Episode 1. And if people hear beeping or they hear a computer, there's so much going on. I'm actually a part of a lot of these organizations that are, you know, filling trucks and flying things out and donating and all of that. And I actually have a donation campaign going on as well. If you follow me on social media, you'll be able to see that for the hurricane, especially the hurricane victims, because those are the immediate needs right now, especially in our own country, you know. But I will be sharing a little bit more about that on my social media. So definitely follow me on social media at Onyx Queen Media on every social media. That's Instagram. That's also Facebook and also Twitter. Okay, so let's get into it. Ignorance is not bliss. I know that we always hear these things that say ignorance is bliss. I do not believe that this is true, and I know that there are plenty of people out there who agree with me on this. The key points for this episode is going to be about creating systems for yourself that get you organized on a weekly basis within your business. The second thing is think of ways to go beyond your brand and collaborate with like-minded entrepreneurs, okay? The third thing, which I've spoken about many times before, but it's worth mentioning again, is attend paid events within your industry, because free events is not going to get you quality clients over time. This is something that I have dealt with myself. I have gone to every single free networking event, every single let me go hobnob over here, you know, at this happy hour and all this sort of stuff. And I will tell you right now, just from my personal experience and what I've heard from other entrepreneurs as well, when you attend all these free events, yes, it's great to network and get to know people and all that sort of stuff. But I will tell you, your ideal client, your paying client, one who really values their brand and who wants to truly make, you know, these valuable connections, they are not going to be at those events. Those events may be great to kind of get your name out there and kind of give your card out and that sort of thing, but you're not going to find those quality clients at those events. So here's where the ignorance comes in. We think that, okay, I'm just going to do the spray and pray approach. I'm just going to hand out my cards everywhere and business is just going to flow in. I'm going to go on television and I'm going to do one of these competition shows, because you guys know I work with foodie people. That's one of my top clients, is in the foodie business and lifestyle stuff. So they often are doing television shows and morning TV and these sort of things. Don't think that you're going to go on Food Network or Cooking Channel or any of these places and you're just going to blow up overnight. It just doesn't happen. I was talking to a client of mine last night, and they were explaining to me, you know, how they got a call from another person who was in the same industry that they are, just picking their brain, and you know, asking all these questions. This is someone who has been in business for a long time, and they are still so ignorant to basic things. So how have you gotten this far in your business? And allowing people to come in and tell them, oh, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that because you're branding yourself a certain way and this, that, and the other. Yes, the main function of my business is doing branding and PR. But I will tell you, I will never tell a client, no, don't do this or don't do that. I will never, you know, say that, you know, this is a horrible idea. What I will say is, really survey the situation and see if your brand is in alignment with that particular thing of what you're trying to do. So if your brand is in alignment with that, then that's fine. You know, exposure is a great thing, not negative exposure, because I also don't believe in, well, any exposure is good exposure. I know a lot of people, you know, say that in the business, but you don't want negative stuff on your brand. I'm telling you, negative reviews and things like that can shape how, if people, you know, they may never have an interaction with you, but it can shape how they think about your brand. So we can't be ignorant to the basic processes of what it takes to run a business, you know. Google is your friend. You know, I know everybody says that, but it's true. Google is your friend. Pick up the phone all the time and pick people's brain. You cannot pick up the phone all the time and keep someone on the phone for an hour talking, you know, asking questions and talking about this and this and that. You have to really get out there and work your business. You know, any one of my clients will tell you, that's like, I probably say it every day, every week, at least a few times a day, a few times a week. I tell all of my clients, you have to work your business. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You can't keep a host of numbers, oh, I'm going to call this person for this, I'm going to call this person for that. Those people trained themselves or they paid for training to be able to know what they know. I'm telling you from my own experience, I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars over the years and continue to each year to go to paid seminars, events, retreats, whatever it is. I pay that $99 fee. I pay that $549 registration or whatever. Yes, I do. At this point, it's September. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the year. From September to about the end of November is when I start budgeting for next year's events. Am I going to go to an event at Black Enterprise? Am I going to attend Essence Fest, which, by the way, yes, I am. You know, you have to really get out there and spend the money to make that money. And I know people say, oh, I only had $120 and I started out with $50 in the bank. Yes, but after that, to get up and running, you have to pour back into your business. Effort, time, dollars, this is what it takes. And some folks just don't want to do the work. They just completely, well, you know, I'm just going to hope and pray and God's going to keep us. Yes, God is amazing. And God will keep you. But faith without works is dead, right? My faith people, we know that. Faith without works is dead. So you have to get out there and work your business. Stop being ignorant about what's going on out here in this world. I'm seeing the resilience of these people. I'm going to take it on back to these folks in Florida, especially the Keys area. The resilience of these people is amazing. A lot of these folks in the Florida Keys are entrepreneurs who have their little bungalows and businesses and all this sort of stuff. They are so resilient. They don't even have water. They don't even know when their lights are going to get cut back on. But they are already in the mindset of, we got to get in there and get going. Because that's the determination. They're not sitting there ignorant, oh, we don't have water, we don't have lights. They don't even care. Finding ways to make it happen. So again, this episode is called Ignorance is Not Bliss. Get on your biz game and push through. Because if these people that just went through Irma can do it, then all of us here with our lights and our lattes and all that, we can do it too. That's it for today. Find me on the web at Onyx Queen Media. Send me an email, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Let's work, people. Let's get it going. Let's make it happen. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Look forward to talking to you on Instagram. Hit me up in the DMs if you want to discuss something, or better yet, email me. Again, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. I'll talk to you soon, you guys.
Mm-hmm.